I'm just hitting the record button. I'm not even going to do a opening monologue.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even going to do an opening monologue. I'm bringing you on from the jump.
Wow, raw dogging it.
That's whoa. Hey, things have been getting weird in this community. Like I came back from Vegas and I was like checking out the group chats we had on Twitter, and people are talking about orgies and stuff, and things are getting a little weird. But yes, there's not much for me to say in the monologue that you and I can't just mention here at the top. So the reason why I have you on here again, Eric, is you and I talked about me going to Vegas, and I figured I didn't want to do a 20-30 minute monologue on me recapping my trip to Vegas, right? I'm not Adam Bauer. I don't like hearing myself talk for that long. And so I wanted to talk to someone about it, and I figured who better than the person that I talked to before I went on my trip. So here you are. Before we get to that, though, let's briefly talk about a couple things that are going on inside the community, mostly trips. You got like three of them in a month. Yeah,
I do. My wife is a saint is the only thing I can say.
Yeah, well, yes. And please give her my thanks as well, because she has been I do appreciate you spending your time here on the show. I know time here is time away from them. So please send my thanks to your family for your time over here. But yes, does she just roll her eyes and like, whatever? Is there a compromise? Do you have to do extra chores when you get back? How do you get away with this, Eric?
It's funny. I travel a lot for business, so she's kind of gotten used to the routine of, me traveling a lot. But I think this time I finally pushed the envelope a little bit too far. Like she never complains about it at all. It's possible she just prefers when I'm away. I'm not even sure at this point. I can't say I blame her, but, yeah, like this one, like, you know, every month we go through our calendars and we talk about, you know, where business is taking me and, when I'm not going to be around. And then I was like, yeah, July, we kind of have to talk about July. I've got like four brief business trips. And then we went through the non-business trips.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, in a different type of relationship, I'm sure I could try to bullshit her and tell her there were more business trips layered in. But I wouldn't do that. And, you know, quite frankly, she listens to enough podcasts that probably get busted anyway.
Right.
So truth be told, you know, you gotta come clean up front. But yeah, July is a busy month.
So what are you doing that anybody interested may be able to join in on?
So July 13th and 14th, a group of us are going to Caesars Windsor. This is the Tony Snyder, Jason Gilligan group. We're going to get together again. We went there earlier in the year and had a great time, so we decided we'd try it again. July 21st is going to be Bunfest in London. And that's an interesting trip in that I'm taking a red eye out Friday night. I'm going to land Saturday morning. I'm going to hang out with my English friends for the day. And then Sunday morning, I fly back to the States.
I don't. Why on earth would you want to be on an airplane for that long, for that short of a trip?
You know, it's really not that bad. If you get to. I guess the two.
What do you do on the plane? I guess maybe that's a better question. What does Eric Rosenthal do to pass the time on the plane?
So on the way out, I'll sleep. I board the plane at like 10 o'clock at night. And I get to fly business class, so the seats lay down flat. So it's really, you know, it's not truly like a bed, but it's pretty much a bed.
So, yeah.
You know, I'll have a drink or two and then go to sleep. And then on the way home, I'll most likely listen to a couple of podcasts and work on a couple of projects that I have going on, do some writing, things of that nature.
All right, I will make sure that week's The Better Life is especially good.
Okay. All right, we'll need it.
Yeah. Speaking of the Better Life being particularly good, got a few reviews on iTunes, Eric, and they're all very kind. I'm really grateful for the wonderful feedback that I've been getting, and it's only made me like think about where I need to set the bar to make sure that's consistent. So who knows? I may not be able to keep you on, Eric. I don't know.
That might be a wise decision. It might. Okay, I'll roll with the punches. That's fine.
And then you guys are doing Oceans, right? Oceans Coast to Coast.
Yeah, so Oceans Coast to Coast. I am heading up the group in Atlantic City. That is Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th, going into Sunday the 29th. The host property will be the Oceans Resort, which is the new version of Revel, which was one of my favorite properties.
Okay. And I'm assuming anybody who is interested in any of those, I'm sure if they listen to Vegas Confessions, they'll hear plenty of information on those trips.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you could hit me up on Twitter at erosenthal1029. I'll include you in the group and invite you to everything that we're doing.
Very well. We just announced, I believe, on the last 360 Vegas podcast, Mark announced the official dates of Vegas Vacation 7. Mm-hmm. I am going. I just booked my hotel and airfare, and he mentioned Eric Rosenthal. Well, I see you there, sir.
Well, I was going. Now that I know you're going, I gotta rethink this, because you know I don't like to travel much. What other excuses can I come up with?
Yeah, no, you gotta pull some like, oh, the wife's really getting on me too. Like,
it's bad, man. It's bad. The London one really threw her over the edge. I will definitely be there for probably 2 days of it. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'll be there.
Very well. I am. I plan on being there for the duration of the Vegas vacation itinerary, hoping that I'm hoping to get a friend to join me as well to show him around when I'm not doing Vegas vacation stuff. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. This is, you know, is one of the first things I heard about when I started listening to stuff, was because I think they had just ended last year's Labor Day trip when I started listening to the community, and so it's piqued my interest since.
It's a lot of fun, and the people that come out for these events are the best.
Yeah, we'll probably have, he doesn't know this yet, but we'll hopefully have Tony Snyder on leading up to the event to do a preview, and then hopefully even a recap as well after it's done. So, but that's out in September. What's happening this month, or what happened this month, Eric, I went to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I think there's one thing that's true about all gamblers, is that we all have this affinity for Vegas. I feel like it would be hard to find someone who told me that they liked some form of gambling, but didn't, like, objectively didn't like Vegas. And so in most trip reports that I do, I focus just on the gambling, but with this one, we'll venture into a little bit more of the Vegas lifestyle stuff. Eric, I'm just gonna tell you a little bit about my trip, and if you have any questions, you let me know. I may have some questions for you, and we'll have a little fun talk about my trip to Vegas and my wife's first time visiting Sin City.
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right, so. Landed, rented a car, got the car through Auto Slash, which you had recommended on the show that we did. Got the car for 2 days for $30.
Not bad.
Not bad. Mid-sized car. Not bad. We stayed at the Link. I tried the old $20 trick, Eric. I tried the old, just out of curiosity. We read it in blogs, and people have mentioned on the podcast, like, does this really work? You let me know if this worked or not. I'm still unsure if it actually worked. I didn't get a room upgrade, but I was offered a more than 50% discount on a suite. Did it work?
Well, there's a lot of reports that the $20 trick does not work at the link. That's one of the properties where they've pulled it away. My assumption would be without the $20 trick, you would have still gotten a 50% off offer because it's just a vacant room that they're trying to capture revenue on.
Yeah.
But if it makes you feel better, I'm going to say, yeah, it absolutely worked. It was worth every dollar.
Well, I was saying, I asked it that way because she saw the 20, and by the way, tip, if you're doing it, make it easy, make it clear that it's a 20, right? Have the 20 out facing, because I think it took her a couple seconds to realize that it was a 20 and not just like a bill that was like stuck in my card. But she kept the 20. So apparently she thought she was giving me something with this, right? So I think she thought the $20 bill trick worked.
It worked for her. Yeah.
But it worked for her. I don't know, and it's good. I'm glad to hear that it doesn't really work the link, because it actually makes me feel a little bit better about it. Still, the $20 was much cheaper. The amount of value we got out of that discount was still worth far more than $20. I took the suite. We went up to it. It was very nice. It was nice. It was nice to have that extra space. Because the link rooms aren't really known for their space, and so it was nice to have that extra space. It was nice. Have you ever stayed at the link?
In my 20s, I stayed at the Imperial Palace. So I guess kind of is the answer. But no, in its latest version, I have never stayed at the link.
Yeah, it was fine. One thing we visited a lot of properties while we were there. And one thing I realized going through all the properties was it's really tough to get a grasp on whether or not you really like a property until you stay there. You see a little bit more. I mean, obviously there's things that can turn you on or off about a property when you're walking through them, whether it's decor or the ambiance or whatever it may be. But I've realized that I don't really have a solid opinion about a property until I stay there. It's great value, and it's a really good location for that value. Considering that it's only $2 or $3 difference between link rooms and rooms at Bally's or Harrah's or Flamingo, I'm probably not always taking the link just because it's a couple of dollars cheaper. I think that's the where I've ended on that.
You're not taking the link over those other options. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, right. So, right. Like, I guess I'm not automatically going to the link just because it's a couple of dollars cheaper a night.
Really? Then it was cheaper than Bally's or Harrah's.
Yes, but for this trip, it was the cheapest option.
Wow.
And I know that because when I reserved it, my intentions were just to reserve the cheapest option.
Got it.
So the first thing that we did was walk over to Ellis Island, because that is one of the few things that we did one of the few things I wanted to make sure we did, because everybody in this community keeps talking about it. So we wandered over there. I played some video poker, 8-6 video poker on the casino floor, which isn't bad, considering what you're gonna find one block up on the strip,
right?
So 8-6 jacks are better. Played a little. It was the first gambling we had done it was the first gamble, right? So the first time that my wife is watching me gamble in Las Vegas. So I didn't play long. As soon as I was up a dollar, I cashed out. I was like, let's go eat. Went over to the barbecue joint. It was good barbecue. I liked it. They had a $5 charge for a split plate. And I
really?
Yeah. And I kind of get it, but I don't. Because we weren't confident we weren't hungry enough for two. Like my wife eats about 2/3 or even maybe less than I normally eat. And I wasn't even 100% hungry. So we weren't confident we could finish two plates. And of course, we had never been there, so we didn't know what portion sizes were. So we figured the $5 charge was still less than ordering a second plate. But I still kind of thought it was weird. It's not like there was a line. It's not like they were trying to get turnover quickly. Barbecue is pretty well known for food that's like already sort of being prepared, right? So like I don't know. I wasn't quite sure what they were getting out of it, other than maybe forcing someone's hand on ordering more food and to avoid the $5 charge. But for a property that seems to have so much value for people, I thought that was an odd little dig on the consumer.
Yeah, you know, everything about that place is like you said, it's for people looking for value. Good times, good people, good value. I mean, that should be their slogan. Yeah, $5 on a split plate when, I mean, all I could tell you is I would go out to the bar and I would get my $5 back through their beer and feel better about it. Did you have any of their beer?
I did. I had their IPA. Mm-hmm. And it tasted like what I would expect a normal IPA to taste like. So, yeah. That's the only beer that I had while I was there.
Got it. All right. So maybe not their best. Yeah, that's disappointing. I don't know. You should reach out to Christina Ellis. She's very, very open to questions and comments, and you know, maybe get an official statement from Ellis Island.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's especially my, you know, my wife and I, when we travel, we often split plates. I mean, I think there may not even been one occasion during the whole trip where we sat down to dine together and we got two separate plates. So it was, yeah, it was kind of, I don't know.
And did any place else do a split plate charge?
Nope. Nope. And now, and the more places we went where that was never the case, the more I was like, why was that a thing? Ran up to Bally's, made my first sports bet of the weekend. I took Egypt +1, which I was joking to Shannon. I was like, I want to win, but I kind of don't, because I told Eric to bet Uruguay. but Uruguay won by one, so I pushed and you cashed.
Yeah, worked out well. I thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
For the listeners' benefit, when Delaware opened up, I took a trip down, first day of non-Nevadan sports betting, and I was like, what kind of action do I want? And I have Mr. Tim Lawson on the phone, and he's like, Uruguay. You want Uruguay.
Yep.
I blindly followed him. So you're I think you're officially a tout, right? I think I got to
Don't call me a tout. Oh my God. I'll stop betting on sports altogether if people think I'm a tout. No, and the reason for that is I did believe Uruguay was going to win, but Egypt +1 when Salah was announced to be ready, I thought there was value there. So if anybody's wondering, like, why would you bet one side when you suggested the other, that's why. What do we do? And then we went to Twilight Zone for some mini golf. I'm only bringing that up because we just sort of stumbled across it, and I don't know what it is. Mini golf is fun. I don't know why, but every time I see mini golf, I like think about, do I have time to play? Does the person with me want to play? But we had fun there. And then we just did more walking around. You know, we've been traveling all day. We knew we had two long days ahead of us. We got one of those novelty, slushy drinks and then just walked around more properties. We went through the Flamingo Casino Royale and a couple other properties. I can't remember. Planet Hollywood, maybe. And then we called it a night. The very next morning, headed out. Wanted to get an early start because it was going to be our day away from the strip. And on the way out, I ran by the Link Sportsbook to make a bet on a run because I liked their price at a pick'em that they had. And this is why it's important to shop lines, ladies and gentlemen. The Link wasn't open. There was someone sitting at the desk, and I like went to make a bet, and he's like, actually, we're not ready yet. And I'm like, oh, okay. What I needed to get out the door, so I left. We ran by the Las Vegas sign, got our obligatory picture there, and then I went to the South Point to make my bet, and I got a run plus half a goal. Being denied at the Link actually ended up me getting a better line. Iran ended up winning, didn't need the half a goal, but it was nice knowing after knowing that you know, on a draw that that was going to cash. So always important to shop for lines when you can. I bet in person this whole time just for that experience. But when I go to Vegas vacation, I'm downloading the apps. I'm just gonna bet through the apps. Go ahead.
It's yeah. Well, especially for shopping lines. I mean, I have 4 different apps on my phone, and you'd be surprised how often you see a difference in lines.
Yep.
But yeah. Yep. I mean, mix and match. So I mean, for sports bettors coming out, assuming you're a novice sports bettor, you know, go to the different major outlets and open up an account and fund it. And then, you know, from your hotel room or from wherever, you can just make sure you're getting the best line available to you and just cash out before you leave.
Yep. And the best part about this is as soon as Mohamed Salah was announced to be ready, I was ready to bet on Egypt, and of course it took me a few hours. I no doubt lost some value in the line, right? Now, I know I didn't get the sharpest part of the line because I'm sure people went in and bet it as soon as that news came out. Whereas if I had the app, I could have gotten on that action quicker. We ran out to the Seven Magic Mountains. Have you seen the painted rocks on top of each other?
That's what it is. Painted rocks on top of each other. Tell me how great.
So here's it. Here's the thing. Don't make a special trip out there if you don't have a car, right? Don't force a way out there. But if you rented a car, you drove into Vegas, I think it's absolutely worth seeing. The bright painted rocks up against a dry desert background is actually pretty fascinating. It's really cool looking. We really liked it. It's only 20 minutes out of town. It's not even that far. I parlayed it with a trip to visit. We visited the M resorts on the way in or out. I can't remember. So it wasn't too far out. We thought it was cool. And if you have a car, I think it's worth seeing. Went to M Life. What do we bet? So I wanted chips, right? I was going around all these places to collect chips, but I had to gamble there to get the chip, right? And any gamble counted: video poker, table games, sports bets. If I'd already gambled there in the past, then I didn't bother. I just went and I just got my chip. At M Resort, I think we played craps. I threw my bet down on the don't, of course. 2 rolls later, 7 out, and I quietly picked up my chips and we walked out. Ran by the Silverton, bet on Portugal, and then we made our way out to Red Rock Canyon. Now, Red Rock Canyon has a $15 entry fee, and let me tell you, it is worth the price of admission. Another thing where if you have a car and you have even 2 hours to spend, Red Rock Canyon is beautiful. Eric, have you seen this?
I have not, and I'm embarrassed to admit, you know, I'm the guy who's, you know, throwing green and black chips on the felt. And the $15 was the reason why I didn't go.
Oh, Eric, yeah. Let me tell you, sir, I think even if you paid and then just drove the loop that is like the loop that is in there, I think that alone is worth it. Now, Shannon and I spent a good 2.5 hours in the park, getting out of the car, going on short hikes, getting in between the rocks. And it was really cool. I highly recommend it. If you're an outdoors person, if you just enjoy nature, if you enjoy good scenery, and especially if you have a car, check it out. We dropped by Red Rock Casino, and I'm a little embarrassed to say what happened next. Walked up to a video poker machine. Let me tell you, I didn't know there were so many video poker machines. My goodness. Went up to one that I was less familiar with, and even the buttons were still like a little different. It was still video poker though, and I was just going to quickly make my gamble and then grab my chip. And I don't know, I thought I was trying to increase the amount of credits I wanted to bet because I hit it a couple times, the button. Not realizing until the fourth time that I hit it that I was actually cycling through betting one credit. And so like I'd accidentally risked and lost like the first like 25% of what I put in, because I was quickly trying to like go from bet one credit to bet five. Because I didn't see the bet max I didn't see a bet max right away. I don't know, it was weird. Anyways, because I hadn't, I don't know, it wouldn't let me cash out. I got frustrated and I hit the cash out button and it wouldn't let me. So I actually had to play a hand, which I thought I'd done already by it taking my money. But I hadn't actually played a hand. So I don't know, it wasn't letting me. So I had to play a hand, and of course it lost, and then I got the cash out. Anyways, I technically quote unquote gambled at Red Rock. I cursed at a video poker machine and then I went and got a chip is really what happened. But we went to Yard House, had a nice meal there. Red Rock Casino, very cool looking. I can see why people dig it. Didn't spend a whole lot of time there because we had a long day outside. So that's as much as we did there.
Can I stop for a second?
Went back.
Right, yeah, go ahead. So in the event that happens again, because when you bet one credit or cycle through, the machine, you know, basically locks it in as a wager. But if you have not actually dealt the cards, if you get a slot tech, they can undo that for you.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
Right. So, you know, I don't know what denomination you were playing, but, you know, let's assume in this example it was a high limit denomination and that mistake could have been like a very expensive one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can undo that.
Okay. Good to know. That's why I had you on here, Eric, so you could correct my wrongs here. We went back to the strip. By the way, another reason to possibly rent a car, especially if you go through Auto Slash and get a super cheap car. Cool things to do off strip, and I was surprised by this at the link, as low as platinum status got free valet. I was surprised by that. I expected it to be exclusively diamond and seven star, but. Complimentary valet for platinum them up. We went back to the strip, did some more walking around, went through Paris. We stopped by Napoleon, little bar there. They were advertising 2-for-1 drinks. Let me tell you, my impression, my interpretation of that was a little different from what they're... I assume that we could order one thing and get two of it, right? Mm-hmm. Which was actually what happened, but it was per person. And I was not expecting that when we sat down. I didn't have a problem with it. Shannon wasn't sure that she needed two glasses of wine at that moment. And so good thing to know, 2-for-1 doesn't always mean that it's not a buy one, get one. It was a, I don't know. This is, I guess, a little different. So we sat down. But fortunately enough, they had to-go cups. So we sat down to finish one drink, and then we took to-go cups for the second drink and headed out. But always good to know to understand exactly what is being advertised. I forgot to mention, we went to Hash House A-Go-Go in the morning, that morning, for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all were not kidding. That place is awesome. And going back to my wife and I splitting plates, and we couldn't finish a plate.
Yeah, the portions.
Now, granted, her and I don't have big breakfasts normally anyways, but I was pretty amazed that we went there 3 mornings in a row, and I don't think we cleaned a plate each time, and we only ordered one meal. So great value, really good food. The service was nice. We met the manager. He was very kind. The only disappointment was because they're not connected to Caesars, I couldn't use my card. I couldn't get any points out of those purchases. Yeah. So. Goodness, what did I do the next day? What was that? That was Friday. Saturday was Walk the Strip and Fremont Day. So we returned the car, took an Uber to, we were done with the car. So we returned it, took an Uber to Mandalay Bay and just started walking the strip. By this point, so I did really good on the World Cup day one, did really shitty on World Cup day two. So going into day three, that plus an unfortunate craps event. Oh, yeah, I went to Green Valley Ranch first thing on Saturday morning, went to the craps table. The guy was in the middle of the roll, but it was going so slow. Like the deal, like the I threw cash down. Like this is how slow this was moving. I didn't even get chips. I just threw a cash down. And I was like, "Don't come." He rolled a five. I threw more cash down for my odds, and they just converted it right there. I wasn't even slowing down the shooter, and this guy came right back with a five. Oh my goodness. I wasn't betting much, but when you're doing it in front of your wife that doesn't gamble, when she sees how quickly her money goes disappears. So we're going in. So by the time we'd gone to Mandalay Bay, sort of walking around, we were a little bit down. By a little bit, I mean like dollars under zero, right? So that's what I mean by a little bit down. And we were walking around. Now, Mandalay Bay, Excalibur, Luxor, these are all places that I've gambled before in the past, before I started collecting chips. So I didn't bother gambling. And so we just went and picked up chips. Went through Excalibur. Excalibur had this photo scavenger hunt thing. I don't know the last time you were in Excalibur, but we were literally on our way out. We were about to cross the walkway over to Tropicana, and we looked on the ground, and there was this little like, hey, this is a spot to take a picture, photo hunt thing. Like, find four of these and get a prize. And my wife and I are not ones to leave a challenge behind. And so we went right back into Excalibur and went looking for more of these photo hunt things. I cheated a little bit. I knew I didn't want to waste too much time on this. So I went on Instagram to see what other people were taking pictures of, so we could try to guess where those places were. So I got hints a little bit. We found all four, went, the prize was a t-shirt, but we had fun walking around, got a free t-shirt. Who doesn't love a free t-shirt? Went to Tropicana, already gambled there before, got my chip. Weird thing about this, they wouldn't give me a chip at the cage.
Yeah. So some places are really strict about that. And some of them will even quote like it's gaming regulation that you have to get it at the table. I know, the Four Queens was like that. Like they would not give it at the cage. Yeah. So what'd you play?
At Tropicana, I'd gambled at Tropicana before. And so I literally, so this is what happened. I went up to a craps table, a guy sevened out, they reset everything. There's a small lull, and the guy looked at me, and I threw a dollar on the table, and I was like, can I get one chip? And he knew exactly what I was doing. He splashed out his ones. He found the cleanest one and he gave it to me.
Awesome.
He knew exactly what I was doing. So, I got my $1 chip from the table without playing. We walked over to MGM, and again, we're a couple of dollars down at this point. We walk over to MGM. I thought I didn't need a chip, and then I didn't realize until later in the day that I did need an MGM chip. And so I'm still without an MGM chip. But we sat down at Fortune Cup, and my wife, I was like, come on, play some Fortune Cup with me. And she's like, all right, well, she's like, I don't know what this weird machine is with these horses. But she sits down with me, and I give her $2 to put in her slot. I put $2 in. And I was like, let's play a couple races, dollar per race. Well, I see she taps a horse that she wants. She's like, right, she doesn't even, like, no thinking. She just like taps a horse. The chip, her bet appeared on the horse next to the horse she tapped on. And she looked at it confused. And so she tapped on the horse she wanted again. And the second chip went on the other horse next to it. And she was like, wait, what? That's not the horse I chose. And then the race started. Huh. Lo and behold, that's the horse that won anyways.
Nice.
And so, we turned her $2 into like $30-something at Fortune Cup. So that was, she gave me a hard time. She was like, I guess I'm just going to pull you out of the red every time you need me to.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
By the way, she will now be referred. She's decided she will now be referred to as the better wife.
Oh, I like that. You know,
you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So that's gonna be her moniker now moving forward. Didmore walking around finally decided, like, hey, it's time to head downtown. And we'd gone to Bellagio, I think. And finally I was like, all right, I think, you know, I was like, is there anything else you want to do? Or like, what were you hoping? She's like, I want to see like the Mom Museum, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, we'll go downtown. Went downtown. I went to Pizza Rocks. That way Vegas Bum Boy would be my friend still. Because I swear he brings it up on every episode that he does, all nine that he's done. It was good. Didn't blow my socks off like some people made it seem like it might. It was good pizza. Now, I don't know. I've had really good pizza, and I know that I personally think it's tough to mess up pizza. I would be more willing to announce that I've had bad pizza than to try to tell someone, to try to convince someone that this is great pizza. That's, I guess, because I've had good pizza. But yeah, it was good. I don't know if I'm telling someone they have to go there when they go to Vegas, though.
No, I mean, it's, yeah, fine. It's good. It's good. As excited as I can get about it. It definitely receives way more fanfare than it deserves. But yeah. I don't have a negative thing to say about it. Like on our last trip, we wound up there because our first choice was too busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a willing participant in going there. I'm not suggesting anybody shouldn't go there. It's just not special.
Right. After we walked around a few properties, walked up and down, No, I'm sorry. We started at Atomic Liquor, went there. That place was cool. Divey, got good beer, got good cocktails. I dig it.
Yeah.
I can see why people like it. A place that I would suggest people to go to if they visited there. The history's cool. Good spot. We walked into Fremont, had pizza. As soon as we were done with pizza, got my chip at downtown Grand. I think I played blackjack. I think I got a push, and I was like, well, I technically gambled. Took my chip and left. And then we went to the Mom Museum. That place is super cool. I highly recommend the Mom Museum if people have not gone. This is one of the few things that Shannon came into the trip telling me that she wanted to do. I'd heard Shane mentions it a bunch of times on Vegas Confessions. Very cool place. So much information. The exhibits are so well done. It's way bigger than I thought it was going to be. And the information is a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be. And I guess what I mean is, like, I live in Washington, D.C. There's museums all over the place. And sometimes you can be like, all right, this is a cool exhibit, but who you bored me with this academic crap on this wall? The Mom Museum made it fun to learn about that stuff. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So have you been?
I've been twice. I've been once unguided, and I went a second time where Dr. David Schwartz was the tour guide. I will tell you, if you like it without Dr. David Schwartz, when he makes these things available, if you happen to be in the city, you need to, you know, lock in a reservation with him, because he made it 10 times better than it is, and it's already good.
Absolutely. That's good to know. We went down to the underground, the speakeasy that's underneath there. I ordered that cocktail that comes in a book. It was fun. The cocktails were pricey as you'd expect, but they were just as good as you would hope that a cocktail priced at that price point would taste. So, for people that have been asking me, which cocktail is it? The only hint that I'm going to give you is it's if you look at the cocktail menu, it's clear that one stands out, and it's that one.
Or you could listen to 500 by Midnight, their last episode. They talked about which drink it was, so you can pick it up there.
Yeah, but I don't think they actually said which cocktail it is. I think they gave a slightly bigger hint on like what page. Anyways, but yeah, or you can listen to 500. But yeah, it's. I think it's cool. They had some music. People were there. A lot of fun. Then we walked around Fremont Street. And the only thing I really have to say about this, Eric, is look, if you're going to take a picture of a performer, give him a buck. For crying out loud. like, I don't know. You saw a lot of people in either extravagant costumes or really lazy ones, but I saw people like walking past them and like snapping a picture, and then like the performer would like wave over like, "Hey, let's get a picture." They just like walk off. And I know there's nothing saying you have to give them money. And people can argue all day that they're out there on their own accord. There's no guarantee they're going to get money. But if you're going to take their picture, give them a freaking dollar, right? Whether you want a picture with them or not, if you want to take a picture of them, compensate them for the fact that they're out there for your entertainment. Am I alone on this?
You're not alone on it, but I'll tell you, I go to Vegas a lot. And in the beginning for me, I was much more in that camp. With repeat exposure to them, there's a lot of people out there that are, what was the term that you used? They were performers or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, for lack of a better term, I'm going to call them performers.
I mean, like, I would definitely put that in quotation marks. So yeah. I'm going to agree with you that I would not take a picture of them without tipping. But there are just a lot of people out there where it's just shock value to look at, and there is absolutely no talent or anything being displayed. And I kind of get how some people would take a picture and not tip. I'm not one of them, but I don't want those pictures either, to be perfectly clear. You see a lot of weird and sometimes nasty stuff out there.
I guess, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm not taking a lot of pictures of those people. So I guess if I do feel like, oh, I want to take a picture of this one, it's worth giving them a dollar for them providing me that shock value, right? I mean, but I'm also of the camp that I find like time to be the most valuable resource on the planet. So if I'm providing you some sort of my time, that I feel like I should be compensated in some ways. And, yeah, I don't know. That's where I sit on that.
You're not alone. Yeah. You're not alone. I think it's not quite as cut and dry as you're laying it out there.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Where was I? Oh yeah, stop by the Plaza, because we all love the Plaza.
How did that happen, by the way?
How did what happen?
How did we all love the Plaza? I'm not. I want to be clear. I'm not knocking the Plaza. Jonathan Jossel has been very, very nice to us over at Vegas Confessions. The dealers have always been very good to us. The hosts went out of their way to make it like good to us. But the Plaza was not, I mean, not a property that everybody would recommend that you go to. And all of a sudden there is this love fest for the Plaza.
So if I'm tracking it right, a group of them met Jonathan Jossel at the Plaza during Oceans.
Correct.
The Super Bowl.
Correct.
And I think by association, there's been, when people are nice to you and they're accommodating, familiarity is one of the leading things to kindness and love. And so I feel like if Derek Stevens had come out, we would all love the D, right? Like, that's how I chalked it up to that. Jonathan came down and met a group and showed them around, and that sort of started the Plaza was pretty cool.
Well, he did more than that. He actually comped the whole bill for everybody that went to Oscars for that meetup.
Well, that'll do it. Let me tell you, if I go drinking, you comp my entire, yeah, whatever. I'll tell you to everybody.
And let me be clear. I don't want it to seem like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth. I also go to the Plaza now because of Jonathan and Nicole and Ashley, who are the two hosts, and Gary, who's the GM, who's been very, very accommodating. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm knocking on it. I just think it's funny how quickly like the Plaza became like a place that we all like feel an obligation to go to and enjoy while we're there out of nowhere.
Right. I think you're right. I think without if you were not really familiar with some of those. It does seem unlikely, right? Like it doesn't like why the Plaza, right? Like, and how did that happen so quickly? But I really do think it's as simple as, he was kind to a group in our community. And so more other people are like, well, hey, I'll check it out. So, same thing in the way that, you know, we were so ready to boycott Paris, right? So,
well, some more than others, Vito, if you're listening.
There you go. We went home, went back to the hotel room after Plaza. I mean, we walked through, I think I played electronic crap. No, I played actual craps. I bet the pass. Oh, here's the thing. I'd been betting the don't, right? Mm-hmm. I walk up and I'm like, all right, I'll have a little fun. I put on the pass line, aces. First roll that I bet on the pass line comes up aces, and I like just threw my head back. I was like, why do I do this to myself? But then I can't go back to the don't. Nope. Right, because if I do that, a seven's gonna come, right? I know how this works. So I stay on the don't, or I stay on the pass line, and the woman who was shooting got the point. I ended up winning. So but I laughed at how I deviate a little bit from the way I play, and I get punished for it immediately. Sunday was our anniversary, Eric. 1 year of marriage. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you were only married for 1 year?
I do.
How long
ago was
that?
It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
That was 12 years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So we did a pool spa restaurant show combo for the day. And this is a part that I've enjoyed your conversation up to now. This is maybe a part that you can contribute to a little bit more, because this a lot of what happened that day was Total Rewards focused. On the way to Vegas, I had made a reservation at Koi at Planet Hollywood. We got Sunday morning before the pool opened, we walked around. I cashed some sports bets. We went to the Total Rewards desk and I inquired about my celebration dinner for being a Diamond member and for see if they had show tickets. And to learn that I was surprised at how fewer restaurants were accepting of the celebration dinner than I expected. And I guess I say that because the only time I've used a celebration dinner is at Horseshoe Baltimore. And I think every restaurant, at least when I did it, every restaurant that was currently there accepted it. And so I kind of maybe not assumed, but I didn't really think about maybe there was going to be limitations. And so Koi was not on that list. Shannon was still interested in getting some Asian food, so we went with Nobu at Caesar's Palace. Yeah. And then the show list was a little smaller than I had hoped. When you first looking at it, there's only like two that really pop off as like, oh man, that'd be great to see for free. And the rest of them are like shows you would go see if you got free tickets. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so Penn and Teller was booked. So we ended up getting tickets to a show called Stripped, which is at Bally's, features Rob LeBove, I think, who's a comedian. So the pool was great. The Link pool is really cool. We got there shortly after it opened. It found a chair really easily. There's some it's alive, right? There's some energy there, but it's not rehab. It's not, you know, there's no partying really going on. People are just enjoying having a good time. They're relaxing. We went to the spa, got a couples massage. The spa at the Link is really cool. If spas are your thing, Vegas is the place to do it, because you're going to get an experience I think is a little bit different from what maybe we're used to in our hometowns. Nobu was was great. It was a shared plate type of menu. I'm always worried about those types of menus because I'm not sure if I'm going to come out as full as I'd like. But I was pleasantly surprised that once we had sort of crossed our $100 mark and we're ready to wrap it up, that I was pleasantly full. The food was really great. Had some sushi, had some really great cocktails. It was wonderful. Where the night kind of fizzled out, we had a long break between ending dinner and the show. And so we did some walking around and stuff like that. We finally made it over to Bally's. There were 14 people in the crowd. And I cannot recommend this show in any circumstance. Yeah.
Was it in the old Jubilee Theater?
I don't. What was it called?
Like right off, like right. It was called the Jubilee Theater. It's still called.
Right. No, I'm trying to think of. Okay, it was not that. It was a different room. It started with a W. Windrose, maybe something like that. Okay. Yeah, we had to go up some escalators. I think it was the same theater that. No, maybe it wasn't. I'm not going to say that because I'm not sure that's true. Anyways, 14 people in the crowd. The 60-year-old comedian. He started off really, really strong with a really great story. It was Father's Day, right? Sunday was Father's Day. Started out with a really great story about his dad coming out to see a show of his when he was in Texas and like was in this like KKK town doing the show and how awkward it was. And then he sort of boasted doing like being the comedian that does a different show every night and just sort of wings it. Let me tell you, unless you know you're good at that, don't do that. Because he quickly got into stupid humor. He quickly got into, I don't know, just wasn't, it wasn't really original. It wasn't funny. It's what I would expect out of the guy who thinks he's funny of any like friend group, you know, where like some things are going to be funny. Other things are going to be like, yeah, nice try. And then he ended on a nice note. And just before I was ready to be like, I'm never to, he admitted, he's like, look, I'm sorry I'm a little off kilter today. I missed my dad, blah, blah, blah. And then I felt sorry for him, right? And I was like, ah, that sucks. But that said, if I'm doing my due diligence to my listeners, Stripped at Bally's featuring Rob LeBeau, I cannot recommend, even if you get free tickets.
Wow, you paid too much, huh?
Yep. I definitely paid too much because we got drinks while we're there, and that alone was too much for it. We could have gotten those drinks for cheaper or free elsewhere in the casino. So, can't recommend it. It was one of those things, Eric, where had it been easy or less obvious to leave, I think we would have.
We've walked out of many of the free diamond ticket shows, so. You know, I mean, I guess there's only 17 of you there, if that was the number. Like, all right, there's no
reason. There were more people at the Eric, at the Gamble Palooza Kino breakfast than there were inside.
I wanted to bet the over. I'm telling you. Yeah, definitely. All right.
To give people an idea, just a few things that are on this list. The Real Bodies exhibit, Paranormal, Master of Illusion, which I now thinking back to it, maybe that may have been a better choice. Stripped, X Country, Menopause. I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't. That's right. They didn't have a Sunday show. That's why we didn't do that one. Wow, Penn and Teller was sold out. That was our first choice. Inferno, Anthony Cools.
That's the winner.
Which one?
Anthony Cools is the one you should have gone to go see.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's really, so I'll tell you, in the last year and a half, these tickets have gone way, way down, both in the quantity of shows that are available and the quality of shows that remain on there.
Yeah.
I'd give the seal of approval for Penn and Teller. I'd give the seal of approval for Anthony Cools. I never saw menopause. I don't see that happening, but most of the other shows on there I've seen, and I've probably walked out of at least 60% of them.
Yeah, it's yeah. The reason why we were, just so people know, the reason why we were attracted to it is the marketing speak, but like, makes it seem like he's going to tell stories from Vegas, right? Like, I think if I remember right, that's why Shannon was interested in it, because it sounded like he was going to share experiences that he had had around Las Vegas, and that in itself sounded interesting, right? Like, all right, let's hear a guy who lives here or performs here. Let's hear like the funny stories that they have, right? And it was not that show. It was nowhere near the show that I thought was advertised. So far from it. I'm tempted to contact Bally's and tell them your marketing speak is grossly misrepresenting the show that's being presented. But when you get your tickets for free, it's like, whatever. I don't know.
You should demand your money back.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right.
Like, not only was your marketing speak poor, I want my money back. We'll sell those tickets for free. I don't care.
But if the silver lining on this, I guess, Eric, is I believe for Diamond, for these shows, these are available monthly. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So when I go back in September, I can hopefully redeem myself and maybe get some Penn & Teller tickets.
Yeah, Penn & Teller, those tickets dry up pretty quickly on the weekend. So you'll want to get your voucher right away when you get there, and then go over to the box office with your vouchers and find out when they're available.
So that's the mistake that we made, is I had forgotten about the vouchers until Saturday night.
Yep.
So we were still talking about going to a show. We just hadn't decided on one. And then it wasn't until Saturday night where I was like, oh, that's right, I think I can get tickets for something. And so that's why Sunday morning is when we inquired, because that's the first time that was the first opportunity I had when I had actually remembered. So it's a bit of advice. If you're a Diamond status member, when you get into Vegas, visit a Total Rewards counter, and get the information you need on which restaurants are going to accept your celebration dinner. And, what was nice about that though, there's no voucher. You just go to the restaurant, you let your server know I'm using my celebration dinner. They just process it right off your bill right there. So that was nice. And that wrapped up our weekend. We left the next morning. Shannon spent a couple hours at the pool when I ran off and did some my own gaming, because I needed to really scratch that itch. I played some 9-6 Jacks or Better at the Cromwell. For people that are familiar with that, it's those machines that have the really steep tier credit accrual. But I was just so happy to play 9-6 that I didn't really care. So, and then I left a little bit up, and that's how we ended our weekend. Shannon enjoyed her first time in Vegas. She could see herself returning. I think she was pleasantly surprised at how many interesting things there are for someone who, isn't into half the things that are available in Vegas. And so it was a nice trip.
Nice. Well, I'm glad she had a great time. Yeah. Are you going to bring her in September?
She will most likely not be joining in September. I will probably be on my own then.
So I see more gambling in your future in September.
Yeah. September will probably have a little bit more gambling, but you know what was really nice? And this is, I'll wrap up on this note. What was really nice, though, is I think as she saw me play, as the sports bets were winning more often than they were losing, as she saw me being selective about a game. Oh, by the way, my wife has never been hotter than this moment. That's not true. She got really hot in this moment. Every casino we went to, I'd walk up to a video poker machine and I would check the pay table on the Jacks or Better. And she started picking. She started announcing it before us. Like, I would pull the pay table, she'd be like 7-5. I'd pull up a pay table, she'd be like 6-5. By the way, 6-5 Jacks are Better. Are casinos charities all of a sudden? What the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
6-5. Yeah. How horrible is that?
That's pretty bad.
Anyway, so that was a fun moment when I went to a video poker machine and she announced the pay table before I did. But yes, but one thing that was nice was after she had see me go through the casino and gamble, stuff like that. We had a nice healthy conversation on gambling budgets, which she's comfortable with, stuff like that. We still have more of that conversation to do, but living the better life, I think, is making sure that your family is comfortable with your recreational gambling lifestyle. So if that's not a conversation you've had with your family, I highly recommend starting it.
I make it a point to keep gambling money separate from family money, and never the two shall cross. I think it's important that, you know, nobody is making wagers with money that was designed to pay the mortgage. And, some people refer to it as a 401G, their separate gambling account. Right. I think that's a must have in order, if you're going to be regularly going to casinos or making wagers of any kind, it's imperative that you keep your books straight. Otherwise, when things turn bad, they could turn really, really bad.
Yeah. Eric, I got a blackjack tournament I'm hoping to do on Saturday. Do you got any gambling in your near future?
Actually next week. So Ocean and Hard Rock are opening on June 28th. I will be at Ocean Thursday and Friday of next week. And I'm sure there will be some gambling.
Very well. Eric, I know it's getting late. I appreciate your time. And
awesome. Thanks, Tim.
For everybody listening, good night and good luck.